Some Papa Bears are embarrassed by sentiment and pretend not to want a Father's Day present.
That's about as good as it's going to get. That's about as good as it's going to get. It's the worst poem. It's the worst one ever written.
Like, so the reading was okay, though?
The reading was perfect.
I'm more concerned about my reading.
The reading was perfect. This is like a test. Like, yeah. You know, like, there's like,
can I give it another try?
You can give it a million tries.
Some Papa Bears are embarrassed. See, now I'm just rapping.
Wait, you're rapping?
I don't know.
Is that what rap is to you? Would you like me to do some of that rapping I've heard about? Some Father Bears. Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I'm your host, Phil Gonzalez, and happy Father's Day! It's Father's Day weekend, and it's time to celebrate Father's Day, if you celebrate. If you're one of the people who does not celebrate, if you're one of many people who does not observe Father's Day for whatever reason in your life, feel free to skip past this, or feel free to stick with it, because we're going to give Father's Day the skewering it deserves. Along with this book, I guess, I don't know. We're covering 2003's The Berenstain Bears and the Papa's Day Surprise. Now, you may remember from a couple of weeks ago, we did The Berenstain Bears and the Mama's Day Surprise, a book about how Mama was perturbed at the very notion that her cubs and husband might be attempting to celebrate Mama's Day by surprising her. This book is kind of the polar opposite in every single respect. Every point, point for point is turned on its head. And instead, we're getting a book about a man who is seemingly perturbed at the notion that he will not be getting any kind of surprise on Papa's Day. But it goes deeper than that. And because I am terrible at talking about the Berenstain Bears, as I've proven over the last 4 years of my show, I have brought on a dear friend to help me discuss the Papa's Day Surprise. A papa in his own right. I mean, literally, he's actually a father. Like, he has a child. He's a father. So I guess it's not just in his own right. A papa by definition. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the show the man you have not heard from in a couple of weeks. Mr. Mark Sweeney. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Phil.
Thank you for inviting me into your studio.
Oh, yeah. You're always welcome into my studio.
It is wonderful. You've got musical instruments galore.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a Fender amplifier. You've mm-hmm. got a like a push popper popping machine for a baby.
For babies.
So you're all set.
Which is an instrument, musical instrument in its own right.
Oh, yeah. If you're one of those like noisecore bands, yeah. You pull that thing out.
My son finds quite a few different uses for that.
Yeah. Anything is percussion.
Oh, yeah. And proven in this household.
Yeah, I bet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Drums.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Floors.
Floors and drums, mostly.
The piano. In some people's world, a percussion instrument. It is created by striking things.
Strings, yes.
Could be a percussion instrument.
It's true. Hey, I also read this Father's Day surprise book.
Mark, did you read this Father's Day surprise book?
A few times over.
Papa's Day Surprise.
Sorry, Papa's Day Surprise.
Right. Giving away the ending.
I don't... will there be a Papa's Day Surprise? You got to read all the way through.
Yeah. There is. There is definitely a Papa's Day Surprise.
Are you expecting a Papa's Day Surprise this year, Phil?
No.
You got Father's Day traditions?
The Father's Day tradition is that we are going to visit Mitzi's summer camp.
Okay.
And then the Mama's Day tradition is that we go to Mitzi's circus performance, which is always on Mother's Day.
Oh, lovely.
And so we always have something to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not very like, it's not gendered like the card companies want it to be.
It's true. That's nice. Yeah. It's not.
Do you have a Papa's Day tradition?
I don't. I was hanging out in this very room last night with my partner, and a text came through from her mother and was like, what are we doing for Father's Day? And it was to both of us.
Oh.
And she was like, you're not supposed to get that text. So I don't know. Maybe there's a Father's Day surprise.
Maybe some sort of banquet for fathers at your local Sizzler.
Yes.
You've been a papa for how long now?
A year and a half.
How many Father's Days is that?
Just
though?
One.
You've been through one.
Been through one.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what happened last year.
That first Father's Day is always a weird situation anyway.
I mean, all my gifts. Yeah, right. My child doesn't know what Father's Day is.
Right.
every day is Father's Day, Phil.
Doesn't
every day.
Really know what fathers are.
No, I'm Dada.
Mm-hmm. As is obvious by the way you connect to nothing before or after you.
Yes.
And you you exist completely at random.
It's the chosen name I gave myself. Yes.
You are not un beep beep beep. Anyway, that's not even Dadaism. Nope, that is surrealism. Sorry everyone for my joke. So the Father's Day surprise, what is this book about?
Well, I believe it starts with telling us a little bit about Father and his, you know, Papa, I'm sorry. Yeah. Keep on saying Father. Papa, you know, Papa Bear. He always has his crazy notions and ideas. Always has kind of folksy explanations for how to do anything. Has opinions about
opinions
about the best honey, mm-hmm. about the best way to tell
the weather.
When the weather's going to come.
The woolly bear caterpillar we learn about.
Best way to fell a tree.
I'm curious about the woolly bear caterpillar because there's no such thing as a woolly bear. So, like, they just threw the word bear into the middle of the woolly caterpillar name. It's just called a woolly bear caterpillar.
Do you think Papa made this up?
Oh, yeah. He's like Lucy from the Peanuts. He just makes up stories.
Yeah.
Passes them off as fact.
Well, I mean, there's this kind of like American, I don't know, idea of like dads having crazy theories and opinions of things.
Yeah. Kind of quite the blowhard, these fathers. Blowhards.
I know, right?
I know. This book is weird in that it sort of it definitely dips back into like the gendered norms of earlier Berenstain Bears books. Like the books always kind of are there, but this one, for the sake of the story, really goes back into like Papa Bear is such a papa.
Yeah, and what year is this now?
This is 2003.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's post 9/11.
Did fathers change after
the world
9/11?
Has changed? You would think. Okay. Yeah. We were looking probably because we were looking for a return to
simpler time.
Yeah, a simpler time in America.
That was drenched in irony.
Yeah, this got dark really fast.
Yeah, sorry.
So Papa is full of opinions about the best. Like you said,
including
best
he has opinions about Papa's Day.
Yes,
including he doesn't want to celebrate it.
Do you know why he doesn't want to celebrate it?
No, is it ever really
said?
I mean, it appears to be a really emotional like.
He talks.
Thing.
He talks in this word bubble. Like, this book has a lot of word bubbles too, which I appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not tied into the strictures of prose. it dives into the sequential art, as defined by Will Eisner.
Yes,
in his great book on the art of comics.
Art of comics.
Papa Bear says that it's just a scheme to get folks down to the mall to buy lots of gifts, not to mention a bunch of icky sticky Father's Day cards.
I don't know. I feel like you could plug in any holiday with that rationale.
I was going to say, he sounds like, a friend on Facebook.
Right.
Like someone who's just realized that holidays are commercialized and feel the need to point it out.
Yeah, that's a very shallow reasoning why not to like Father's Day.
Yeah.
Thinking he had some sort of traumatic Father's Day experience.
Probably. Well, you've seen his father. Grizzly Gramps has a fiery temper. He probably got told off for like, a watch? I told you to get me a new blade for my lawnmower.
Yeah, do you think Father or Papa forgot about Papa's Day one time in the past? And now he's just like, I don't want the kids to make a big fuss about it.
Oh, yeah. I think maybe he's worried about being disappointed.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, these kids are like 8 years old and 5 years old or five
right,
and seven.
But his expectation shouldn't be that.
But they've obviously given him gifts for the last, like, close to a decade.
Okay, so you're talking... See, you're on the other side of fatherhood, or of a papahood.
Mm-hmm.
You know this experience. Like, I'm just grateful for whatever I get right now.
What I'm saying is, they're treating this like it's his first Father's Day.
Got it, yeah.
And he's clearly gone through many of these. He has three children at this point.
Yeah.
It's not just like, this is the mom was like, this year we're finally going to celebrate Father's
Day. But I'm saying, has he been disappointed in the past?
Well, maybe.
That's my question.
But they don't say that, so it's not canonical.
Sure, right.
Yeah. But
how selfish if you've been like, oh, all the past Father's Day have been so disappointing.
Don't,
what sort of gifts are your kids going to give me this year?
Don't even bother.
Yeah.
Well, he basically says, don't even bother. And Mama and the Cubs are like, all right.
Yeah.
All
right.
We're busy.
Yeah. And then through the magic of advertising.
What? Well, we haven't even gotten to his relationship with Mr. Robin.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're jumping way ahead.
I'm sorry, Phil.
Everyone asks, like, Papa's Day, Father's Day is not a big deal, and they're not going to do anything.
And even, he's like, even look at that Robin, Father, Papa Robin.
He monologues in this book a lot.
He kind of talks to the birds, which seems a little lonely.
He's never done this in his life. And this raises the question of, does Papa Bear have any friends?
Nature.
Nature, world in general.
He knows nature. Nature is his friend.
Well, you know as well as I do that parenthood can be a little isolating.
True.
You get caught up in your work and then family stuff. And before you know it, you haven't been contacting your friends. You haven't been making calls. You haven't been going out. Mm-hmm. And you're suddenly like 5 years into parenthood and you're like, where have all my friends gone?
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe that's what Papa's experiencing. Mm-hmm. Maybe what he needs is something that gets him out of the house, some sort of social event.
You don't say. Social event?
Maybe that's what this book is leading up to.
I don't think he feels like he really needs that, though.
None of us feel like we need it, Mark. It takes a very loving partner to say, you need to make friends. You need to be making friends. And for me to say, I don't know how to make friends.
Oh, I'm right here, Phil. I'm right in front of you.
And for the loving partner, I think she said that before we met. I think that was right before we met. And then I tried and it didn't work. And then you came along and it clicked.
Oh, Phil.
You came dancing by my desk one day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's the man. I'm going to make my friend.
Here we are, 11 years later.
Is it only 11 years?
12.
12? 12 years?
Yeah, 12 years.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah. Yeah, let's go with 12 years.
Go with 12 years.
I like it. So yeah, so he monologues about the Robin, about how the Robin does his job, he takes care of his family, and no one needs to make a fuss over him.
Right.
He doesn't expect a Father's Day. And
it's like he doesn't understand that robins don't have holidays.
Right. They are not intelligent animals. Mama gets worried.
She's giving him like a crazy side eye. Like, it's not her crazy. She's like giving him the side eye of like,
yeah,
what's going on in your brain?
She's like,
All right.
Honey Bear, of course, completely checked out because, again, Honey Bear, not a character.
But Honey Bear will have their day at the end of this book.
Honey Bear gets a moment. However small, however shoehorned in. Then Papa gets angry because he hears somebody in his shop.
Oh, yeah. And if it's those raccoons, then...
Yeah, he says, if it's those pesky raccoons again, I'll... Ellipses. What'll he do to those raccoons, Mark?
I don't know. He's friends with most other nature.
Not the raccoons.
Not the raccoons.
They've broken into his workshop one, two times.
What I love bet is those like, raccoons have like four Father's Days. What if...
They're always leaving, coming, taking my stuff and leaving nothing but greeting cards. Reminding me of Father's Day. No, I love that he's like, if it's those pesky raccoons again rooting around in our shop. Mm-hmm. And you raised the question earlier, are these sentient raccoons? Like, is this like these people who keep breaking? Is it like, you know, if you like come to your house and there's like someone passed out on your couch you've never met? Is it that situation?
Could be.
Yeah. Is this a job? Is this something that will need to be taken care of by animal control or police chief Bruno is, I guess, my question.
Yeah. But I think you established a long time ago that all non-bear animals that were human-like have left bear country a long time ago.
I don't know.
You still don't know?
Still don't know. Well, in any case, it's brother and sister who are rummaging around in his workshop. Mm-hmm. They're stealing paper. And for a school project.
Oh, but also a scout project.
That comes up later, Mark.
Oh, sorry.
God, you just want to get to the end of this. You just want to get to the big twist.
My memory is so bad. I can't remember Father's Day last year. I can't remember a book I read 20 minutes ago.
Well, Papa starts getting haunted by the ghosts of the media.
It's true. Here's where advertising really takes its toll on Papa. Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't want to celebrate Father's Day. It's all a bunch of sticky greeting cards. And then through the power of media, through the radio, through the television.
Can you read this in your best radio voice?
And now, the Father's Day. Oh, wait, hold on.
No, you can't.
And now, with Father's Day approaching, a word of tribute to all you dads out there. And he's cutting a log, like literally. And he's like, man, not mad at the radio for saying this, but like a little like, oh, maybe Father's Day is coming. Maybe people do appreciate dads. All right.
I do want to back up and just point out that I'd never thought of using the expression cutting a log, but now I am. That's all I'm thinking about. He gets a word from the Father's Day Council.
Yeah, man. He's looking at a very box-like television, and it just says, don't forget Father's Day.
And I love that, like, it's just like his eyes are at half mast, like he's been hypnotized by the screen, and it's just flashing the words "Don't forget Father's Day" over and over again, and then he can't even get away from Father's Day at the store.
Yeah, he goes to the store, and they're Father's Day shirt special, sweaters for dad, ties for dad, the only three things you buy your dad at Father's Day.
Well, and
he's looking at a new hammer.
And what I love is, okay, so there's sweaters on one side, ties on another, shirts behind him, and then he's looking at tools, which, because tools aren't usually sold in the clothes section, at least when you leave, he just wandered straight into the Father's Day display.
Yeah, right.
He was like, I hate Father's Day. And that's like the first, he just beelined to like the hallway at Kohl's.
Mm-hmm.
Like the little, like, you know, at Kohl's, they have like the little displays in the middle of the aisles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You said that Kohl's is going out of business.
I might have read a headline. That's could be fake news.
I really hope not, because
where are you gonna get your tools at Father's Day?
When am I gonna get, like, they have stuffed animals when you first walk in. They always have like a big rack of stuffed animals, and I'm like,
do you need a Father's Day stuffed animal?
They also have like waffle irons and all kinds of stuff. What is Kohl's?
It's your everything store.
Is it an everything store? Is it supposed to be like Sears? Because it's mostly clothes, but then Sears is mostly clothes.
And like Sears has more appliances.
That's true. Downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Because Sears is like multiple floors.
Yeah. Kohl's is usually in a strip mall.
Or I guess the Kohl's up where I work has two floors. So never mind. They don't have an appliance floor, though. They do have a lot of kitchenwares.
A lot of khakis. A lot of khaki pants.
Anyway, what I love about this is that Papa doesn't, you know, like snap or anything. In fact, it starts wearing away at him. Like the drip, drip, drip of water can wear away solid rock. The constant talk about Father's Day began to wear away Papa's opinion.
So Papa is like experiencing so much in reverse right here. Yeah. Where it's like, oh, being a father wasn't really why I wanted Father's Day, but all this advertising is making me more keen to the idea that I need to celebrate Father's Day.
Well, don't worry, because I'm sure the moral at the end of this book will be that gifts aren't what is important.
It's true.
So
peer pressure.
He starts lecturing Mama, I guess, while she's trying to work.
Oh, dang. He is standing over her with his finger in the air.
Yeah. The Berenstain Bears shorthand for this parent is talking. And she pretends to not know what he's talking about, because he's like, I think it's okay if the Cubs get me a little something for Father's Day. And she's like, I couldn't hear you over the sound of me stitching.
I know. That's some major shade from Mama.
But then Mrs. Bruin calls and they're arranging something.
Uh-huh.
And Papa's like, where are the Cubs? And this is where Mama says, oh, they're with Cousin Fred working on a scout project. Mm-hmm. And he's all, I thought you said it was a school project.
But see, that's Papa, like, thinking that it's all the same project.
Right.
Because he thinks it's all about him.
Like, you know.
Like, oh, you know, they're scouts and they go to school. They can have multiple projects, Papa.
He's like, oh. Yeah, he has that look on his face that, like, I think I'm picking up what's going on. And so then he goes into this whole period where he's searching the house for his Father's Day gifts, resulting in the greatest 1,000-yard stare of any Papa Bear image. Once he realizes there's no gifts hidden for him in the house.
It's him leaving a closet being like, oh my, maybe they really did forget about Father's Day.
Yeah, he looks like his soul has just been broken. He searches the house. Oh yeah, there it is in close up. There weren't any. There weren't any gifts for Papa. He still sees the robin and he's like, They're gonna surprise me. I just know they're gonna surprise me, Mr. Robin. But he can't figure out what they're doing, so he decides that when they surprise him, he's going to pretend to be surprised come Father's Day morning, when they shower him with gifts and serve him breakfast in bed, as they did with Mama. That's what they did.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, they showered her with gifts.
Yeah, but then Mama had to clean up after them.
She didn't, though. That was her surprise.
Oh, right.
Her surprise was they actually cleaned up after themselves.
Sorry, I have a terrible memory, Phil.
Papa wakes up in the next morning, no food, no gifts.
But he can smell something delicious.
And it is
grilled French fried honeycomb. So does France exist in bear country?
It certainly does.
Okay.
Monsieur. But it is not for him. It's for the family down the road. Mm-hmm. I guess she says, Mama explained that it was a gift for the new family down the road.
That is not enough detail for my reading
pleasure. Who we never hear about again. Yeah. So Papa sees Mr. Robin again, and he says, Happy Father's Day, Mr. Robin, for all the good it's going to do us.
That Robin does not celebrate Father's Day.
The Robin, clearly not impressed. Like, it's just a bird. It's just a bird feeding its young.
I have to remind, yeah.
Like, that's it. So then we find out that
it's a real like Charlie Brown moment.
Yeah, it is. Papa's really feeling sorry for himself.
Yeah,
but he doesn't have like a Lucy or a Linus to come along and like shake him out of it. He has a family.
Yes,
unlike Charlie Brown,
it's true.
Who only has Sally and sometimes a dog.
Mm-hmm.
The family comes out. They're all dressed to the nines. They're going out for breakfast at the Grismore Grill.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of restaurant is the Grismore Grill? Any idea? Like, what can you relate it to in human world?
Well, what other great grilling establishments do we have in this world?
From circa 2003.
The Macaroni Grill.
Is it like Steak and Ale? Did we have Steak and Ale? Did you ever have Steak and Ale?
No, I didn't have that.
You didn't have Steak and Ale?
See, Grismore Grill, I thought was more of like a local family establishment.
Oh, I see.
Because they have like a stage, don't they?
Well, let's find out. They get to the Grismore Grill, and there is a sign at the entrance that says,
Welcome, Dads.
Welcome. Look, said Papa, there's a sign over the door that says, Welcome, Dads. So there is, said Mama, with a big grin.
Oh, someone's getting surprised.
Uh-oh. There's a big sign inside that says, Welcome to the Papa's Day Surprise. It's painted on the paper the Cubs had gotten for the school project.
Oh, no.
There's a stage with a long table. Papa is asked to go up on stage and sit at the long table with the other papas. There are 7 chairs.
All the papas in Bear Country.
So the papas in Bear Country with Papa are Lizzie Bruin's Papa, Cousin Fred's Papa, even Two Tall's Papa, Two Ton Grizzly, who we don't see, unfortunately, in any of these pictures. Yes, we do. We do. There he is. Do you see him in the striped shirt? There he is. Two Ton Grizzly.
There he is. He's
fresh from the pages. This is Two Ton Grizzly's, I believe, first appearance in a picture book.
Oh.
He's only been in the chapter books.
Exciting.
It is exciting. And he looks angry. So that's appropriate.
Yeah.
He works at a junkyard.
Isn't he usually a little larger than that?
Look how big he is. He's a big man. He's sitting.
Yeah.
He is very tall, but it's all leg.
Got it.
His legs are abnormally long for a bear. His torso is very small. It's the opposite of me. I have a long torso and very short legs, which is why I always have to tuck in my shirt. Because if I don't... No, wait. I don't tuck in my shirt. Because if I do... Wait. It's best if you can't see where my crotch begins. Because you can see how long my legs are and they're very short. I look like one of those... paper puppets, you cut out the holes for the legs and stick your fingers through. That's how I sell myself. That's what it says on my resume. Under other abilities.
I'm refusing to comment.
My legs are always bent like this, and I run like a couple of fingers. In any case, Papa goes up on stage with the other papas. All the food is there.
Honey this, honey that, honey this.
Honey this, honey that, honey this. He sits next to Cousin Fred's Papa, who... I don't think we have ever learned his name. I don't know if we've ever learned Cousin Fred's father's name. Maybe we have. There's Aunt Min. No, wouldn't be Aunt Min and Uncle. No, because they're jerks. I always thought of Cousin Fred's parents as being just like Milhouse's parents from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
I just assume that's them.
Yeah.
It's like separated unhappily.
Mm-hmm.
So in any case, Brother and Sister Bear get up to deliver a poem that they wrote for Papa.
Mm-hmm.
And as you are my guest for this episode.
Oh, I have to do another bad poetry reading.
You have to do another poetry reading.
I know. I'm sorry I said bad.
Bad. I don't know if you want to say it's bad, but here, I enlarge the text
for you. All
right.
Thank you. To the best Papa Bear in the whole wide world, you are big and strong and true. No matter what we do, we know we can depend on you. You cheer us on when we are glad. You cheer us up when we are sad. You are always there for us to help, advise, and care for us. Happy Father's Day.
I like how you did the last couple of lines, because when I read it out loud earlier, I just was obsessed with the fact that they rhymed us with us. Mm-hmm, but it's actually a more complex rhyme than that. There for us and care for us.
Yeah.
You're always there for us to help, advise, and care for us.
Yeah.
So I'll give them that. I'll give them that point.
Internal rhyme.
Internal rhyming. Mm-hmm. Sondheim.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I also like the way that they rhymed glad with sad, but used cheer us on and flipped it for cheer us up in the next line.
Hmm.
Complexity.
Yeah. Perhaps there's more depth to this poetry.
Mm-hmm. They reach saw. Tim Rice levels of of depth.
Now you're just teasing me with your references.
Listeners, by the way, stay tuned. Mark and I are going to be doing a Tim Rice podcast where we cover all of Tim Rice's contributions to the world of lyrics.
Yep.
It's going to be called Lyrics, Laughs, and Love.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Starting with Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, moving up through whatever he wrote, I guess maybe for Aladdin or Lion King.
Yeah.
What was the last thing he wrote? Aida? I don't know. In any case, that was 20 years ago.
Yes.
Papa starts weeping in his seat. He has a lump in his throat as big as a cantaloupe, which he should get checked out.
Mm-hmm.
Lizzie, after brother and sister read their poem, it was Lizzie Bruin's turn to say something about her dad. And after Lizzie came cousin Fred. We don't find out what those kids did. The Cubs read their tributes. And Papa flashes back to previous books I've covered. He actually flashes back to imagery from earlier Berenstain Bears books.
It's true. We got some early, early stuff.
Yeah. Bears Vacation, from the Bears Picnic,
essentially suffering a bunch of different injuries in these pictures.
All these indignities. It's weird because just like happened a couple of books ago, we get reminded of how wacky the shenanigans used to be in Bear Country.
Mm-hmm.
Well before it evolved into this more naturalistic form of storytelling. And it's weird because the images are copied directly out of the books too. Pop is drawn differently. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like he's thinking about a show he saw the night before. Cause it just looks like he's thinking about a different bear. Cause this Papa Bear certainly wouldn't like get his family into that much danger or like jump head first off a cliff just to impress his children. So,
sure. That's why he just sits back and comes up with crazy opinions now. Yeah.
He's getting older. He's getting more like his father. If you remember from the chapter books, one of Grizzly Gramp's favorite hobbies is writing angry letters to the editor. So then everyone cheers. And here's the picture that's your favorite.
It's everyone cheering. And they all have their hands in the air in the exact same Y formation. And Mama Bear is wearing a vest, which I didn't notice before.
This is Mama Bear's vest, which made an appearance several books ago in the era of Jan came up with the idea. She got tired of drawing all the dots. Mm-hmm. Mike fully supported it and carries it on to this day.
And Mama's so excited that she's throwing her hat in the air. And Honey has miraculously also put their hands in the air like they just
don't care. Honey has also seemingly learned to walk. And Honey's waist seems to start at brother's waist, which means Honey's legs are also abnormally long, just like Too Tall's father. So, or this could be a puppet of Honey Bear. We don't know.
It does kind of look like a puppet show.
That's a really cheap puppet show where the mouth, those puppets where the mouths don't actually move. You just put your middle finger. Yeah. Through like
a real like something
like a Fred Rogers puppet.
Yeah, Fred Rogers puppet.
You just nod the head to go along with the words, and you can basically do this with your hands. You make them throw it. Hooray.
Their pinkies and thumbs are being
Honey Bear looks most puppet like of all. I think it's because she has the proportions of a human hand. Like all the rest of them are a little lankier, but So in any case, they head home. Papa's like, he's overwhelmed. He's like, thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, he almost gets choked up. Is that not true?
Yeah, he starts crying in his seat.
Mm.
And he's like, thank you for that lovely poem.
Yeah.
And that's when you find out that brother and sister didn't write the poem for him.
Yeah, they wrote it for all the Papas.
Yeah, it's like, well, I guess that's sort of a universal truth. They all pick you up when you're down, I guess.
Yeah.
Because Lizzie Bruin wrote something for her father, and Cousin Fred wrote something for his father.
Right, but they're like, oh, no, Papa. That poem was for all the Papas. we have something for you in particular.
So they get home. He hurries to the door.
Right? It's a hug.
That's what I'm assuming. I'm assuming like they're going to get home and like they will have like put a big sign or a photo of the family in the house. It's like, we love you so much.
Something sentimental because of that poem I read in the beginning.
Yep. Something very special just for Papa. He gets in and what have they given him?
A Berka lounger.
A Berka lounger, which for those of you who don't know what that's a joke on, a Barka lounger. And for those of you who don't know what a Barka lounger is, it's a soft chair. Then when you pull the handle, a footrest comes out and it leans back.
I will. Yeah.
I actually haven't heard Barka lounger said in a long time.
Yeah. I feel like Lazy Boy is the shorthand for the off brand. So why didn't you get a Lazy Bear?
Makes sense. A Lazy Bear. L-A-Z Bear.
Yeah.
Why a Barka lounger? That's so weird. Maybe the Barka lounger was set up differently from a Lazy Boy.
Yeah.
Because this doesn't look like a Lazy Boy.
Yeah. It actually looks like a nice piece of furniture.
It looks like a nice Barka lounger is what it looks like.
Yeah. I know. I'm going to have to Google that.
Apparently, it's the perfect chair for Papa. Honey Bear begins to cry. What I want to point out here, though, is before we move on to the very last image of the book, so it was about a gift in the end.
You're right, Phil. It was.
Like, he would have been perfectly happy if he'd just come downstairs and there was a chair there.
Goodness gracious. This is like a real backwards holiday Christmas story type of thing.
It ends up being about, no. That poem and stuff, that was someone else's idea. We just got you a chair. We got you a nice new chair.
Like, it's not like, usually in these stories, they really want the chair.
Yeah.
But in the end, it was important that the family celebrated together. You know?
Right.
Yeah. Classic. Now we've turned it on its head.
Turn it completely on its head. Expect the unexpected.
And here we are.
Sitting in a chair. Papa Bear decides to utilize the chair immediately to feed the baby honey. In her first action as a character in the Berenstain Bears universe, she begins to cry. And Papa settles down to feed her with a bottle. Because that's what the Bear Lounger is the best for.
So that's pretty sweet, though. I mean, he gets to do his duties as a father and hold his cub and feed her.
And later he will do his duties by cutting a log while listening to the radio.
The end.
And as he feeds the baby the bottle, the family just stands there and stares at him.
Yeah.
Happy Papa's Day.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think my takeaway... Are we ready for takeaways?
Let's do a takeaway. What is your takeaway from the Bears?
My takeaway is, if someone has a day honoring you, state your needs, state what you want.
Yeah.
Surprises aren't for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
We don't always have to surprise each other for holidays or birthdays. Granted, this is coming from someone who sometimes is very bad at stating what he wants for his birthday.
Yes. I am very bad at stating what I want. But we've been through this with Mama's Day. We already saw what happens when you don't state out loud what your concerns are.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't communicate to your partner, it leads to stress in that partner. And that communication is important, especially when it comes to giant surprises. Mm. Plus, I assume that the Barka Lounger was just bought with Mama's petty cash.
Like, yeah.
Did she dip into savings?
That seems like a huge investment for Father's Day. I feel like, definitely can be a commercial holiday and it's always these weird, it's always about golf and ties and socks, and which are things that Phil, you and I aren't necessarily into.
I'm not into golf or socks. I was just looking up to see how much a Barka lounger costs.
What I'm saying is, these are token holidays.
Yeah.
If you need to give a gift, you can be token about it, or just, you know, write a nice note, share a meal.
So for those of you who don't know, Barka lounger still exists.
Yeah.
Are they
that fancy looking?
I'd say these are pretty fancy looking.
Oh, yeah. The illustrator did a pretty good job.
They cost $1,500 to $1,600.
Wow.
Now, I'm assuming that Papa Bear didn't get the top of the line Barka lounger.
Mm-hmm.
But that's still a big
purchase
for the family living room.
Yeah.
I hope that Mama Bear didn't just... Maybe it's just savings from all the quilts she sold. But that seems like a big thing for a Papa's Day surprise.
Yeah.
Like,
on top of brunch? Whew.
Like, for me, if you want to make me happy on Father's Day, just give me a hug and, like, maybe, like, an hour or so to watch a TV show I want to watch.
Oh.
or play a video game.
Time is so valuable.
I know. Time. Maybe a coupon for one free hug. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But yes.
Is that what you're stating as your needs for this Father's Day, Phil?
My needs for this Father's Day will be met because I will be at a camp observing my child's summer camp she will be attending the following Monday, which is a very family thing to do.
Yeah.
In fact, I'll be doing it tomorrow if you're listening to this the day it drops. Mm-hmm. If you're listening to this on Father's Day, hello from the woods.
Happy Father's Day. I'll probably be on my back porch holding my kid.
Mm-hmm.
Eating
beans,
something that was grilled
out of a
can.
Mm-hmm.
Father's Day beans, the new tradition. From Bean of the Month Club.
You could buy beans at World Market from the UK.
Yes,
a tin of
Heinz beans,
as they say, a full tin, top of the morning to you.
Is it British Father's Day too?
I don't know. Do they have fathers in Britain, England, UK?
They probably are.
They call them something else.
They probably celebrate Father's Day in the UK like Papa Bear, like just ignore it.
Right. They complain a lot. They did you know that in England, father means the trunk of the car. And Papa is the hood of the car. that's my English is different in other countries routine. I'm working on it. I'm polishing it up.
It's halfway there.
Now, I know we poked a lot of fun at this book. I actually do like a lot of the illustrations in this book. I think the Papa's Day Surprise is... I find it... Because Papa is already a curmudgeonly character and I find him amusing, I find it less off-putting than the Mama's Day Surprise, and which was just about Mama, like, complaining about people doing nice things for her. Even though Alana very much sympathized with Mama's Day Surprise, knowing that there's going to be a mess in the house. But I find Mama a little like weird in that book. But since Papa's already like a complex and confusing character, him being erratic and angry and moody is, I'm fine with it. And I think that this book, sticks to where it's going. But I do find that the presence of the Barca Lounger at the end, throws a weird wrench into the works. I give it a B. A solid B.
Mm-hmm.
B minus.
I would like to have seen his paranoia and curiosity actually get him in trouble.
Like with the government?
No. Not with the government, but like, I don't know.
Like he finds the Barca Lounger and then he has to pretend not to know about it?
Nah, maybe not that complex.
Or I would like to see he gets the Barca Lounger in the beginning and then the whole book is him hilariously trying to get it to work. And it's like, it's his Father's Day Surprise, but he can't get the footrest to work. And he gets angrier and angrier until Honey comes up and shows him how to do it out of the mouths of babes. And suddenly she's a character. Ta-da.
Stop trying to make Honey Bear work, Phil.
Work.
She doesn't actually do anything.
That's the Berenstain Bears Papa's Day Surprise.
Papa's Day Surprise.
If you want to pick up your own copy of Papa's Day Surprise, better hurry up or you're just going to be sitting on it for a year, I guess. Because, I mean, when are you going to read this the rest of the year? It's available in digital format or it's available in physical format. It's out there. Like it's still published. Yeah. It's as far as like Papa's Day books goes, Father's Day books go, it is, it's, you know, it's there. It exists.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's a solid B minus. I've read it a few times. I don't know if I actually own it, but I know I've read it a lot. Maybe I've checked it out from the library a few times on my own, for my own personal perusal. So that's it. Mark, is there anything you want to catch our audience up on with you?
Oh, I just finished a bunch of things, so I'm just taking the summer to relax.
Yeah.
So nothing big.
Once that summer is done, though, you're going to get back to working on theater surprises.
There might be some theater surprises coming up.
Good. We will keep everyone posted on what your theater surprises are.
Yeah.
And as for me, I've got no surprises. I am devoid of surprises. I'm bereft of surprises. I'm a predictable automaton, a TikTok man, clickety-clacking my way through daily life, punching my clock, and then punching out again, escaping into the world of dreams as my only respite for the rigors of daily living. You can find me at berenstainbearcast.wordpress.com. You can find me on Twitter at bstainbearcast. You can write to me at berenstainbearcast@gmail.com or go to patreon.com/deepinbearcountry. Throw a couple of dollar bills my way, or just one, even just one, and you can get access to a bunch of bonus material that I'll be putting out more or less irregularly. Little bits from other shows, little bits, little snippets, thoughts about Bear Country. Stuff will be coming out. The more patrons I get, the more I'll be able to produce. Let's just put it that way. So thank you for all my supporters. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome, Phil. It's my pleasure.
It's my pleasure to be in your house and see your wonderful room.
Anytime.
Thanks. And for everyone else out there, I will see you all next time deep in Bear Country. It used to be more of a tradition for people to say that along with me, and then it stopped.
Oh, is it okay that I said it along
with you? It is totally fine that you said it along with me.
Well, it was my pleasure.